Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Friday. So exciting. Yeah.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
It just doesn't have the same oomph if she's not on it, you know? Got to get a little Maria Athens in there. She like feels the Friday. Have a great Friday.
It's passion.
Speaking of passion, people want to go see concerts. And this is, we start the day every day with a song from Green Day because they just get us going. Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, they're touring together. It's called the Hella Mega Tour. And we've been giving away tickets all week. Text the keyword tour to 20357. That's a special text number. That's just for this contest, okay? 20357. Separate from our regular text line. Text the word tour, T-O-U-R, tour. And then you have a chance to win tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, Friday, August 27th at Oracle Park. Message and data rates may apply because you're using your text machine. Text the keyword tour to 20357. Celebrity Trash is basically new music today, and it's brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram account. Follow the Alice973 Instagram to see what's happening on the station. You can see our clips of the day. Vinny, there's the one where you're trying to resuscitate me. It's really long. It's like 6 minutes long, but I was actually laughing. I was like, I forgot it was that funny.
I didn't find it funny at the time, I guess.
Right. No, but it's, oh my God.
I remember your resistance. I'm trying to save you.
Let me die. So, well, it's fine.
What is the problem?
You've got to... Anyway, so things like that. Our clips of the day are fun. And there was also the giant ship.
Oh, right. On top of the Singapore,
somebody took a giant ship and dropped it on top of some buildings.
Some buildings. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Just casually walk up to those words together and say them out loud and not expect us to have
somebody
a heart attack.
Somebody took a giant ship.
A giant ship.
A ship, like a boat on the ocean. A giant ship.
Right.
And
huge ship.
A huge ship. It's just like it was probably the biggest ship I've ever seen.
Yeah, guess what? You practically broke my neck with that one. I'm like, whoa! Oh, okay.
I can't believe humans made that. I mean, all right. It's gigantic. It's too big. It's too big. Those people must be tired after making that. Dropping that ship with
on
a peep
on top of the building.
Anyway, the Alice Instagram is a good place to check out.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Right. You can check out all our... And V Hale's up there, like, doing her day drinking. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got our little Janie, who's just comes out of her coffin, puts on her goth outfit, and rocks your socks off all afternoon. Mm-hmm. Love my Janie. We're going to start with... before I jump into the new music, I wanted to give you a quick update on Maddie in the Morning. On Kiss 108 FM in Boston.
Fired.
Turns out, no. He walked off the air Wednesday when he got really mad talking about Demi Lovato's new pronouns. Mm-hmm. He was pissing and moaning about how dare they, and was just upset about it and just worked himself up to the point where finally he said...
radio show in the history of Boston radio, okay? I am the biggest of all time. And they said, shut up, Matt. Stop talking. Well, I hope you're happy as I just stopped talking. Matty out.
Well, he started yesterday's show with, I'm here. Good morning. So he came back.
You knew this guy.
I knew of him, yes.
Right.
I did know of him. He was, if he's 71 now, he was around... I guess 31 when he started in 1981. And he says, I just snapped. I said, I can't be here anymore.
Well, look, I get that there are a lot of older people who are going to hear this and are going to feel like it's unnecessary. But it's changing generations or young people. They have every time, you know, what is it that if music's too loud, you're too old? There's always something that shows you to be aged out and out of touch with what the kids are into.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the modern day example of that, I guess.
He says, I'm against her binary thing. I think she's a troubled woman and a lot of young people are taking it seriously and it bothers me. But of course, it's a comedy show, so I did it in the context of jokes. This is what he told Boston.com. He went on to say on Thursday morning on the air that, I talked to my wife yesterday, and she said, don't walk away from millions of dollars over bleeping Demi Lovato. And I said, you know what, honey, you're right. I'm going to go to work tomorrow, and I'm going to make the people laugh by yelling at them all morning long like I'm an old man on the back porch. That was your cue.
Oh,
never mind. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh, sorry. Way to go, Brad.
Yeah. Old man on the back porch.
I'll tell you what the problem is. It's that NSYNC shirt screwing you up today. You're off.
I'm sorry, the NSYNC shirt?
In case you were wondering, Maddie Siegel, Maddie in the Morning, is back on Kiss What Await.
In Boston Radio.
That's ever happened in Boston Radio ever.
Of all time.
I'm number one. Just ask me.
I got to tell you all about it. The people on his morning zoo were covering their eyes and looking away and just waiting for it to be over.
Yeah. They were probably thinking to themselves, wow, this guy is just a delight every morning. he gets more pleasant with age. He's mellowing out. So yesterday we also talked briefly about this other Boston morning
and they're
show.
Also saying, wait a minute, somebody around here is making $1 million? What?
Hold on now. I was telling you yesterday that he's, you know, there's Boston sort of known for these long running things. It was Lauren and Wally. I just wanted to say Lauren, the guy retired, the second of the two retired like in 2019. So they did almost 40 years. They started the same year as.
That's the show you love.
I didn't love that show. That was the show I grew up listening to. My
Oh, because your dad, right.
My dad loved Lauren and Wally and their joke of the day and hilarious. Okay. So Maddie in the Morning is back. You got, oh, thank God. Thank goodness. What would people do without him? I mean, he's the number one show.
Cheese and rice.
Sarah Bareilles, or Sarah Bareilles, as she's sometimes called by people who are fans of hers. She has dropped a live concert album from Amidst the Chaos tour. This is sort of the official release of this. She promoted it earlier this month by going to the Hollywood Bowl and performing the show that is on the album for the Empty Theater. And I watched quite a bit of that, actually. It was just beautiful. Totally
She's
empty.
She's a super talent, no doubt.
She really is. And even that Girls 5 Eva thing, dumb sitcom that's on Peacock,
that
I highly enjoyed it. I can't recommend it because it is dumb, but I personally enjoyed it very much. I liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it. I'd say I liked it. She's
Sounds
great
like
in
a
it.
5 out of 10.
It's just about a 6 and 6.5 out of 10. Okay. I liked it. I liked
All
it.
Right.
You know, I just, I feel like I would not recommend it to Nikki might like it, but I can't picture Vinny or Bryn liking it. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I'll watch it.
Does she sing in the show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's about
good.
A girl group that.
No, I understand.
Yes.
But that's, you know, if she's not singing.
And all the songs sound like she wrote them, too. The songs are dumb.
Oh, okay.
The songs are super dumb.
But did you
Girls
laugh?
Five. Yeah, I laughed.
Okay.
I'm easy, you know.
I want to watch it though. That's
yeah, you know. Okay, give it a try, but don't do it on my account. I refuse to take responsibility for your feelings about Girls 5 Eva on Peacock. Anyway, she did a show. This was recorded November 2nd, 2019 at Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, and the album is now being released. So it's all these tunes and she's doing them live and there is an audience and the Empty Hollywood Bowl show that she did last month was just to promote that this album was coming out. So it's called Amidst the Chaos, live from the Hollywood Bowl, Sarah Bareilles. Here's what it sounds like.
Here's Orpheus.
Don't stop trying to find me here amidst the chaos. Though I know it's blinding, there's a way out.
Ready to jump?
Yeah, jump. Let's...
All right, here's let me just jump ahead in this song.
Okay.
When it picks up.
Love you, oh, you sweet thing. No, I've never said.
I don't think I've ever heard this song. Right, give me a song I know. Sorry.
All right, here's She Used to Be Mine.
Okay. Oh, I love this song. This is from Waitress. Tension, sweet center. I still remember that girl. She is imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. Well, it's a little slow.
She's just her and the piano. I'll tell
she's
you something.
Amazing.
She reminded me. Well, I shouldn't say it that way. What I'll say is, if you've ever seen Matt Nathanson or John Mayer, and I remember seeing Alicia Keys like this as well when she hosted, what was it, the Grammys?
Uh-huh. Right.
That being behind your instrument, playing and singing, and also being able to just downright be comfortable and entertain people, mm-hmm. she has that too. Yeah.
She really
Sarah,
does.
Like, I saw her at a fundraiser, and she was in a backyard, not behind a piano, and just... amazing.
Everyone was captive, right?
Yeah, just amazing the way she talked and she sang and she goofed around and
natural.
The whole thing was like clearly unscripted,
right.
But mm-hmm. perfect.
Right. And there are very few people who really can do that. They are, you know, she's completely overcome any kind of nerves that go
right.
along
right. And
with
Matt's
this.
Like that. Yeah. I also think
oh,
John
great.
Mayer's like that.
Yeah.
That
oh,
feeling
so
where...
just easy. You're there's no anxiety watching them.
Mm-hmm. And they can even be like, shout out a song.
Yeah.
And then they just mm-hmm. do it. And you're
then
like,
they figure
Whoa.
It out, and there it is. I love that. Was there anything else you wanted to grab off of this one?
I wanted to play this one when this is a live album, of course, but this is just a fun experience to hear her. Here it is.
You guys good over here? You're going to be staring at my backside tonight. You're welcome in advance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any lovebirds out here? Back there? Up here? Now everyone's just raising their hands for attention. This is so LA. Oh, my God. All right, well, if you're lovebirds or if you're single, keep your hands up. Find each other. It's a match made. Bow break, let it come down, crash.
Oh, I love this song. I yep. choose you. She's so good. Just easy.
Mm-hmm.
She's good.
Should I jump ahead?
Yeah, I want to hear the chorus.
All right. Here's the
before yep. you, what I've strung together, the very first words of a lifelong love letter. Tell the world that we finally got it all right.
Oh, beautiful. Ah.
Oh, she's so good.
She sounds so good.
Yeah, she's great. We were going to use this for our wedding song, but, you know, my wife knew of the history between me and Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, sure. Your historical 10-minute conversation. Yep. I can see where that ruined everything.
Yeah, she didn't want to. She was like, I'm not feeling it.
Right.
And I was, all right.
She knew
well,
she'd have to suffer my jokes the rest of the day. So she,
probably, you know.
Yeah.
You're probably
well,
for the best.
There's that. So that is the new Sarah Bareilles, and it's called Amidst the Chaos Live
we
from
have a thing there
Hollywood
for a while.
Bowl. Yeah, mm-hmm. for like a whole minute and a half, right up until she said, "You look like an ex-boyfriend of mine."
Whatever. You don't have to always go to that sentence.
Well, that was one of the big sentences that she said during that. I can't really remember anything else she said addressing your relationship. 21 Pilots have a new record out today. It's called Scaled and Icy. This is their sixth album. Their album's title is a play on scaled back and isolated, a phrase that the Tyler Joseph, one of the guys in the band, associated with music produced during the COVID-19 pandemic. So scaled back and isolated, scaled and icy.
Okay.
Oh.
That's where he was going. So what does the new 21 Pilots sound like?
Here's Choker. Smoking secondhand. Us open, spread us out, dry us in the sand, lay the fiber side by side, and you'll begin to understand. I know it's over. I was born a choker. All right.
You know, it's hard first listening
dreamy.
Through. Yeah, it's the
another
one.
I wanted
one.
To point out that this is the album that has this song on it. Don't you shy away. This is called Shy Away.
Yeah.
Sure, you guys hear that all over the place,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
This next song is called Bounce. Bounce, man.
That's cool.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Scaled and Icy. It's the album from 21 Pilots. Olivia Rodrigo's full length is out today. This is her debut album. It includes her Hot 100 hits, Driver's License, and Deja Vu. Sour is what it's called. So, yeah, you recognize mm-hmm. the bigger songs. Give me something I haven't heard off of Olivia Rodrigo's Let's record.
Olivia Rodrigo. Let's see which one I want to start with here. Okay, Traitor.
Okay.
That shirt's killing you.
You've been betrayed, and I know that you'll never feel sorry for the way I hurt. Yeah, you talked to her when we were together. Loved you at your worst, but that didn't matter. It took you to
Boy, every song is about this dude
uh-huh.
and their breakup.
The breakup.
Give me another one.
It's All supposed right, to be like, one. Each song's supposed to be like the stages of a breakup.
Ew.
Mm. Like this you're next song is sad, called angry, all that stuff.
Like
jealousy, jealousy.
Okay.
That weight is on my back and I can't let it go. Comparison is killing me slow.
Okay. Yeah. We have a couple more I want to get to, so let's jump over to Pink. All I Know So Far, Setlist it's called. It's a live album, and it accompanies her recently released Amazon Prime documentary, All I Know So Far. It was recorded during the 2019 tour. It includes the single Cover Me in Sunshine, which is the one that she did with her 9-year-old daughter, Willow. So here's a little mm-hmm. taste of that.
Just like the film.
What have you done? I can't stand your logical and they just show it in the switch. I can't stand your morphine, they're just making me itch. Said try to call the nurse again, cause she's been a little
oh.
I think I get out of here where I can stand.
Oh, listen to the crowd. I can't wait for crowds.
I know. This is totally like not the concerts here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that concert drum sound is incredible. Mm. Uh-huh. I love it.
It sounds so good. It just makes me reminisce about
that.
Just
lets the audience sing it, you know?
It is. It's that big boom and reverb. It sounds so good. Counting Crows have a record out today, too. This is a 4-song EP. It's their first release in 7 years. It's been 28 years since they released Mr. Jones. It's called Butter Miracle, Sweet One. This is Counting Crows.
Here it is. I don't know. It's called The Tall Grass.
And it takes me through the meadows, and I have got a rifle on my arm. And the rabbit won't stop shaking, but the life is gone.
Is there a hook in this one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there a hook in this?
I didn't get to the hook when I recorded it. Do you want another song?
Yeah, give me another song, quick.
Here's
We're almost
Boots.
Out of time.
When you're the only one to know, shoot it till you feel alive and play one more show. Look into the boots, seek you till it turns around.
That's better.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that one's good. The first one, ooh. Not so much. All right, so there you go. It's called Butter Miracle, Sweet One. It's 4 songs from Counting Crows, first released in 7 years. And that's going to do it for the new music. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a big science news for you guys and more after the
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.